If you're trying to buy a house right now, you probably know how difficult it is. For one thing, the Wisconsin Realtors Association says the average price of a home is about $230,000. That's up more than 10% from a year ago. Nationwide, the median price is around $329,000, up more than 17%. What's driving up prices? In part, lack of inventory. The Realtors Association says total listings in the state fell by 37% in the last year. So prospective buyers are pulling out all the stops, like paying in cash, going way over the asking price. If cash isn't an option, they're offering bigger down payments and skipping inspections. Some, according to reports, have even tried to sweeten the pot by throwing pizza parties for sellers or sending them flowers. You can tell us about your experiences at 800-642-1234. If you've been trying to buy a house in the last year or so, how's it going? How far beyond the asking price would you be willing to go to buy a home? Is the market just too competitive for your comfort? On the other hand, have you sold a house lately? What kind of offers were you getting? Did you get pizza? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Kurt Paulson is a professor of urban planning at UW-Madison. He's the author of a 2019 report on the state's workforce housing shortage. His areas of expertise include housing, affordable housing and policy, and land use. Kurt, welcome back to the show.
Rob, thanks for having me again.
The State Realtors Association, Kurt, says there's never been a market this tight heading into what I understand is housing season, the busy summer season. Why is there such a low inventory of houses on the market?
Well, there's two things to keep in mind. Is the first is that when the disruption in the market from the pandemic and all of that related economic effect happened, we were already kind of in a long, slow-burning housing challenge in the state. And that's driven by some long-term demographic trends and then some long-term supply trends. So I can discuss those. In terms of long-term demand, mm-hmm. right? Wisconsin has had reasonably decent job growth and income growth and population growth over the last 10 years, but we've not just built enough housing units to keep up with that demand. And the second point is that millennials, who are the largest generation in American history, are at their prime home buying years between ages 25 and 35 and even up to 40. So you have just this large demographic bulge that is entering the home buying years. And then we also have baby boomers, the second largest generation, who are living longer, but also staying in their homes longer and moving less. So those factors combine to already have a kind of tight housing supply as we hit into COVID. So we've underproduced housing relative to our population growth rates, and that puts a squeeze on prices. Then when COVID hit, of course, like most industries, sales just fell off a cliff in March and April and May and into June of last year. But then beginning of July of last year, nationwide and in Wisconsin, sales volume took off. And since from July of 2020 through April of 2021, the monthly sales volume in Wisconsin overall and in our largest counties has far exceeded any other previous years. Part of what is driving that is that interest rates are much lower. So for those who are able to get access to mortgage credit, that decline in interest rates increases your buying power. So if you want to think about it, if you could previously afford the median priced home of $230,000, a 1% decline in mortgage interest rates means that for the same monthly payment, you can afford $260,000. And then I think there's one more factor that comes from COVID, and that is as people began to work from home and shelter at home, there was just a demand for more space. And perhaps people had bought a smaller home or were renting to be close to work. But if work from home means that you can telecommute, then there's an increased demand for more space. So both short-term demand changes due to interest rates and work from home, And then long-term demand trends combined with shortage in supply and increased lumber prices, it's almost a perfect storm. And that's why house prices are up 10% year over year.
I know something that you were concerned about based on some of your past work is affordable housing for workers and what that means for the economy. So if I'm trying to hire people and they can't find a place they can afford to live within, I don't know, 40 minutes, an hour of my workplace, that's going to really slow me down. What are you seeing that getting worse now with these high housing costs?
Right. And we have to make a distinction between those types of jobs that such as manufacturing or retail or the service sector jobs that cannot be done remotely versus the more professionally oriented jobs where you can work from home. So even before the pandemic, we heard from employers not only in Waukesha County or Brown County, but, you know, in rural and small towns, that they just had a difficult time getting workers. So there's examples of meatpacking plants that run shuttle buses down to urban areas to bring workers. And so as you point out, if workers can't live near where they work, and we need them to be physically present, particularly for manufacturing or retail, then it just makes it really hard to find workers. So that's part of what's driving the worker shortage.
We're talking to Kurt Paulson, professor of urban planning at UW-Madison, looking at the housing market, a seller's market, people able to sell their houses really fast. Really tough to buy houses, though, people bidding up over the sale price. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you have recent experience in buying a house, selling a house, or maybe you're a realtor, love to hear what you are seeing in your community. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Now, Kurt, I understand Google recently reported that the phrase, "When is the housing market going to crash?" had spiked more than 2,400% over the past month. You know, we saw this housing bubble leading into, partly causing, the Great Recession. But it seems like a lot of the fundamentals are different this time. Compare and contrast for us, if you can.
Right. And that's why I don't think we're going to have much of a crash or much of a concern with foreclosures. Because, again, if you think of the previous crisis, it was largely driven by kind of declining underwriting standards, which really helped people to buy overpriced houses. And it was a demand-driven shock. Even though interest rates are down a little bit and incomes are up a little bit, and so demand is strong, what's fundamentally driving house prices in the last couple of years is a supply shortage. And even if interest rates go back up, or people are turned away from the market because they think it's just too expensive, that supply shortage is a much longer burning fuse that would take years to overcome. I'll give you an example. If there are a lot of builders and developers who are looking at high housing prices and a shortage of inventory, and they're saying, well, now is a good time to really try to buy some dirt and get some zoning and subdivision approvals, put in the infrastructure, and start building some lots and houses. But even if you got lucky today and found some good land to buy and could get a loan, which it's very hard to get, it would be 18 to 24 months before those houses would come online. So we're kind of going to deal with, I think, high housing prices for at least another year or two. And again, as you said in the intro, that's good for sellers. But that's also a real challenge for first-time home buyers and people looking to enter the market who maybe haven't been in for a while. It's almost as if that kind of entry-level rung of the housing ladder is increasingly pulled up.
I understand another factor that may limit the number of houses on the market is, okay, that potential seller might say, okay, yeah, I can come out way ahead. I can make a lot of money by selling this house compared to what I bought it 4 years ago. I got to live somewhere next. And
there's
so all of a sudden
to.
I'm a home buyer.
Yes. Right. And that's one of the things that we see, particularly for aging population and baby boomers. They might want to sell and move down from that three or four bedroom house where their kids grew up. But there's just a shortage of available and affordable senior housing or townhouses for them to move into. So that's why one of the counterintuitive results is to provide more housing for families. Cities and developers are looking at building more housing for seniors, whether that be, you know, apartments with a high amenity or service level or a townhouse. And then as they move, that frees up the housing. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people who might want to sell. We call that the shadow inventory. But they're not putting their house on the market because there's nowhere for them to move to.
We're taking a look at what's driving the strong housing market, higher prices, tough for buyers. Kurt Paulson is with us, professor of urban planning at UW-Madison. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you in the market for a new house? Are you trying to sell your house? Are you holding off on selling it because you don't know where you'd live afterward? Do you work as a realtor? What are you seeing in your part of the state? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Are you in a bidding war right now on either side of the equation? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the housing market right now. A new Zillow survey details how far prospective buyers are willing to go to buy a house. All cash offers, higher down payments, higher payments period, leasing the house back to the sellers, even pizza parties or sending flowers. Kurt Paulson stays with us, professor of urban planning at UW-Madison. You can join in with your questions, maybe your experiences at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Chris is with us in La Crosse. Chris, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
What did you want to bring up, Chris?
Well, recently my wife and I were looking for a home. We found a twin home that we were interested in. Originally, we preferred a standalone home, but we thought, well, with the way the market is, we might as well put in an offer. So we offered $15,000 over the asking price, and we did not get the home. And so, Mike, I know the guest said that he thought prices might stay high for a year or two at least. I'm wondering if once the moratorium on foreclosures ends, if he think that might drop the prices at all.
Chris, thanks for the call. Good luck to you. You're not alone in that experience, I think. But, Kurt, Chris, wondering about foreclosure moratoriums, how that's affecting house prices.
Right. So, what the caller is referring to is for most borrowers who would have their mortgage owned by either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, there's currently a provision where if you're unable to pay your mortgage, you're going to be able to go into what's called forbearance, which just means that you're delaying the payments and therefore you have an opportunity to kind of get your finances straight and come out of forbearance. I don't see that there's going to be a large volume of foreclosures because if a person is unable to pay their mortgage after the forbearance and the foreclosure period, they will probably be able to sell the house rather than go through foreclosure. So generally for a foreclosure, we need to see not only that a person has lost their income or ability to pay, but that the house price has declined so that they're underwater. So this of course means if you can't pay your mortgage, eventually you're going to have to leave the house, but it probably won't be a foreclosure and won't have much of an impact on sales. I do want to make one additional point, which is, as we know, there are a large number of low to moderate income homeowners in this state who have been struggling or are in forbearance because of the pandemic and COVID-19. And I just wanted to remind people that in the American Rescue Plan passed in March, there is a homeowner assistance fund, which will be rolling out shortly. And Wisconsin is going to get $92 million in homeowner assistance. And I know they're working on a plan to roll that out pretty soon. So for particularly FHA borrowers or people having a difficult time paying their mortgage, there will be help on the way to help them get some mortgage assistance. So I don't anticipate a large volume of foreclosures affecting prices. The event on the horizon that might slow down the price growth would be if we can bring lumber prices down so that we can build more houses, but also if interest rates have to rise because of fears of inflation. So largely this spike is driven by a concern about working from home and lower interest rates. But what the caller pointed out is that people are offering $15,000 or $20,000 over asking, all cash, and still not getting the house.
Chris, thanks again for calling. Good luck to you. We'll go to Joyce now in Medford. Joyce, hi.
Hi. As a builder of new homes, one of the struggles that we have is that the price of materials has been raising so high and the shortages that are involved. We have to remember, before COVID hit, we had a couple of strong hurricanes came through, did a lot of damage in the southern area of the country, and the fires out west destroyed a lot of homes. And you combine that with people not working and building up the supply of materials and all those materials being used, it's really affecting our ability to build and to build affordably.
Joyce, how much, right, ballpark, how much is it increasing the cost of, say, your average house?
Every week we get another notification that materials are going up. I'd say from a year ago levels, we're probably looking at 20 to 25% higher.
Wow. Joyce, thank you so much for calling in. Go ahead, Kurt.
No, the National Association of Home Builders has been watching lumber prices, for example, which are up 5 to 7 times as they were just a few years ago. And they estimate that adds about $25,000 to $30,000 to the cost of a house. This is also what's driving up the cost of existing housing, because the market for new housing, if it's not being met, stimulates demand for people to buy the next available unit, which is an existing house. So when the cost of new construction goes up, the cost of existing housing also goes up. So Joyce is exactly right. There's been supply shortages throughout the global supply chain, and so that's really driving up costs. Builders and people in the construction business are having a difficult time finding workers. So you have labor and lumber and land costs all going up. So again, as I said, it's kind of a perfect storm.
Thanks a lot for that call. We heard from Bobby in Verona, who said she's heard of large investment banks and investors who are buying homes, then renting them out. She's wondering if that's part of the reason for the low inventory. And Kurt, I've talked to some folks at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who say, yeah, that is in fact happening now in Milwaukee. Is that something you're tracking? Is it a big part of the story here?
Right. So I think it's important to say, and I would direct people's attention to that Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article from just a few days or weeks ago about the bulk purchase. What we're seeing in Wisconsin is most of the bulk purchase by investors of single family homes are in lower income and lower priced neighborhoods in cities like Milwaukee. We're not seeing it as much in your kind of middle tier markets like Green Bay, Wausau, Eau Claire, La Crosse. We're seeing a few of those in the Madison region, but the bulk of that activity is in Milwaukee. And that, of course, raises the other challenge, is there are many neighborhoods in Milwaukee where the price of existing housing is well below the state median. And that would be a great opportunity to expand home ownership for a lot of our lower income folks who live in Milwaukee, who are having a difficult time getting a mortgage. And then when you add in investors buying up the properties, that just reduces the supply. So again, it's multiple factors all working together. And it suggests that even though you have a lot of investment activity, you're reducing the home ownership opportunities in areas where you're seeing a lot of bulk purchase by investors.
Time for one more caller. Brian is with us in Lake Geneva. Brian, hello.
Hello. I guess my question is, and you may have answered, it's a dollar cost question, in that I've got a lot and I intend on building a home, but the prices took off on the material. Now I can get more for the house that I'm in, but I, from a dollar cost perspective, it's like I give it a year, give it 2 years, you know, because it's kind of like a yeah, I got more for my house, but I'm paying more to build a house.
Gotcha, Brian. Thanks for the call. Yeah, he could sell his house for more. It would cost more to build the house than it would have otherwise. Can you talk about the timing for somebody in Brian's position, Kurt?
Right. So that's the difficult thing, is trying to guess when house prices might start to decelerate because of interest rate increases, or when we're going to solve some of these supply chain issues and bring down the cost of new construction. And if I had a magic crystal ball, I would be buying futures contracts on lumber, but I don't. So that's the challenge, right? Is that many people are looking and seeing house prices going up. They think that now's the time to get in before they go up even higher. But that poses real challenges for buyers to know whether they're going to be buying at the peak of the market and then perhaps be financially strained in a couple of years. So it's, I don't have any great answers or recommendation. I just recommend that if you're thinking of buying, now is the time to get your finances in order, check with your lender, talk to a realtor, and make sure that you are in the best position to buy. And maybe you're going to have to either stretch or acquire something that's not quite your preferred option. It really poses a lot of difficult challenges for people who want to buy homes right now.
Brian, thanks for the call and good luck to you. And Kurt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Kurt Paulson is a professor of urban planning at UW-Madison, author of a 2019 report on the state's workforce housing shortages. We talked to him about the hot housing market in Wisconsin and the rest of the country and how long it could last.